Kimberly, what does success mean to you?
Do you want pre-Swarthmore me or current me?
Well, we can juxtapose them.
Before Swarthmore, success was making at least six figures and having a Mercedes. That was the end all be all for me, because I had watched all these lawyer movies and they all make tons of money and drive really expensive cars. So like doing that and being able to like make enough money so my parents could retire, those were my ideas for success. Now it's less like money plays very little in my idea of success. Now it's mostly about helping my community and having a legacy, but it doesn't necessarily have to be personally attached to me, but something I've done or something I've started has helped so many others that it continues to affect change generationally. That's the big thing that I'm looking at now. And so, yeah, I think success and our idea of success changes as we get older and get exposed to more things. So when I'm 80, I might have a totally different idea, but right now that's what it is.
And so how will you know that you have been successful in life as well as in work?
I don't know. I think it's really interesting because like an example is that I've come full circle. My department head now at the high school was my AP economics and AP government teacher in high school. Oh, wow. And I remember just battering him with questions like, what should I major in? And then when I went to Swarthmore, I'm like, what classes should I take? And then as I was graduating from Swarthmore, which graduate program should I go to? And now I'm getting emails from my students who are in college now who are asking me, should I go to law school? What classes should I take? And so I think that's kind of success, where I made enough of an impact in them that they seek my help and they trust me. It's a lot of responsibility. And I told my department, I'm like, thank you so much. I did not realize how much stress I put on you with these questions. But I think that's success, and having my students achieve the lives that they want to live, I think is a big part of my idea of success.